to order.
Aye, they're starting.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Sutton?
Here.
Banks? Emmanuel?
Here.
Hudson?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Do we have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those, is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? It passes. Next item is the approval of the minutes of March 12th, 2018. Do we have a motion?
I'll move for approval.
A motion, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? We move on now to public participation. Do we have any public participation this evening? Not seeing any? Okay, we'll move on to communications. Does anybody have any communications for this evening? Board members? All right. Seeing none, we'll move now to management update. February and March financials. No April?
April. We got February and March.
Yes.
Okay. So in February, revenue was over 19,000 over budget due to higher than budgeted Medicare census. That was in February. And then on the expense side, we had some legal bills. We were over on the legal side because of the 617 survey prior to us coming on. We were over 13,000, and part of that was also the Rosecrans situation. So that was fines. There were IDPH fines as well. So from all of that, that occurred in May and June of 2017. We were $20,000 lower in budget because of seasonal utilities, so the utilities were down. The nursing home building maintenance included Aladdin, which was a $12,000 invoice for electrical work, but we were still under. $13,000 over budget in, $3,000 over budget due to vacation pays and social service for just the departmental. Then there was food services. We were over in food because, slightly in food, because there was a practice that February and March, for some reason, they were making food for some of the supervisors, the department heads. So we stopped that practice. They were paying someone for that. I don't know what was going on, but we stopped that when we found out that was going on. And so it was slightly over with that. They were slightly over with gas for the van, $2,000, because that was the daycare. And $19,000 under budget for the nursing department for the Alzheimer's. So we were basically $47,000 ahead on the positive side and $91,000 year to date ahead of budget as of February. So February was a really good month. On the March side, we had monthly revenue was slightly below because we had a decrease in Med A compared to the prior month, so we were $47,000 below there. But we were still year to date over budget over almost $3,000. We were a little bit over budget in the administration because, again, public health and CMS fines dating back to May and June of 2017, because now we're having to pay for all those fines that the facility got during that period of time. We were below budget for seasonal utilities, and also there was prior to July July too, there was an issue with some lab charges from Carl and Presence and some medical charges for residents that were admitted that were very, very costly, which is all the more reason that the facility should partner with the hospitals, as we've been trying to do, to take care of some of those patients. We were a little bit over in labor due to training and in the food also, and we were over a little bit in food for the meals. We were $25,000 under budget for the Alzheimer's and staffing. So we were a little bit, we were $41,000 below budget, but we were still $49,000 ahead of our year-to-date number for budget. So in the long run, we were still $49,000 year-to-date positive, year-to-date.
Makes sense.
Yep. And so census, do you want to report on census?
Could we, do you want questions about that?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just curious about two things. Why your staffing was so much less on the ARD, on the dementia unit, if that reflected a change in the census. And then my other question of, could you be a little bit more specific about the February budget relative to food service and the $17,000 over budget on that?
Sure, I'll cover both the questions. First question, ARD, they're not understaffing that our wing. They're just covered by the nursing department overall, so it's expense to the nursing. And that's how the building, how the county reports sends the reports. These employees are part of the nursing department. They're not allocated specifically to the ARD wing.
So in other words, we've over-budgeted in that, on that
yes,
line
we are
item?
Not, we don't have any openings.
Okay.
Yes. As far as the food, they run slightly higher than budget PBD in food because they were using this raw food to provide meals to some of the staff. This was identified and that was corrected in April.
So you had staff eating in the dining room?
Not staff eating in the dining room.
No, it was, we had a great entree manager, but part of her philosophy was several times a week, she was making nice morning breakfast to bring to the administrative meetings. And when we would have some sort of an event, we would say, we just want some simple pastry and just coffee. And her nature of how
mm-hmm.
she does it would be the platters of bacon and eggs
mm-hmm.
and all that. So.
Well, we've all seen her food, and it was pretty good.
Right.
It was great.
Right.
But
so,
it wasn't that much money.
Right.
It
so,
wasn't $17,000.
No, but that was part of it.
Definitely.
And I think, too, I think some of the ways that coffee was a real big item. They, somewhere along the way, they changed from the coffee that we were using with Cisco and started using Farmer Brothers coffee. And that coffee was extremely, extremely expensive. So
was going on. That's why there were changes made in administration.
Right.
There were a lot of things that were happening that we caught right away and made the changes. That was that's why we have Gina here.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of changes that were made.
I just wouldn't think you could drink that much coffee.
It was a Starbucks type coffee.
Yeah,
it was
around the clock. It was around the clock coffee that you just go push the button and
24/7
get your coffee.
They are 24/7.
So it wasn't really.
And that was for the staff and the residents, or
well, it was supposed to be for the residents, but I don't think the residents were drinking that much coffee. So
we made changes.
Yeah,
I mean, when I worked here, the coffee was free. I mean, that's
well,
staff could
well,
have
depends what type
free.
Of coffee,
the coffee
what
is
are
free.
Coffee products.
Yeah, that's
you want to observe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
no,
contained.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
yeah.
it's still free. I'm not
no,
saying
it
shouldn't
free.
Be because
no.
typically
well,
in healthcare,
free.
Coffee is
but it
free.
Is, but you don't go walk up to a place where you
yeah.
flip the lid
and
it
get a
comes
yeah.
out. That,
yeah.
That's never
right.
approved. That was unacceptable.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, 17 still seems like a lot, but.
Yeah.
it was a combination of a lot of things that.
If you're done.
No, I'm done.
Just, when we had made up, you'd made up the budget, you anticipated an increase in census. So when I hear we're under budget, that was anticipating a larger cost for additional census, I should suspect.
Right, but well, our census numbers are not so far off, right, Flora?
No, no.
Here.
As of April, we are 1.8 below budget, so very close.
Right.
In overall census.
We actually budgeted lower, we budgeted lower than what we thought we were gonna have.
Well, what's anticipated budget, or census?
We thought for sure we were gonna have a higher census, but we didn't budget for it because we didn't know what was going on, what, with the sale and things, cause as soon as.
You were conservative.
We were conservative. We did that on purpose.
That answers my question, thank you.
And, do you want me to talk about the departmental changes?
Kathy, do you have a question?
Just, I'm just not tracking on the February, cause you said February was a good month, and when I look at February, it looks like it wasn't as good a month as March, right? So weren't we a little bit?
I'll tell you what the difference is. We revised, our reporting to include non-cash items to be in line with how we present financials. So the February patches you're looking at, does the, that budget portion does not include bad debt and depreciation expense under administration, and that's where you're substantially off. I adjusted to be, in alignment with the accrued account.
Okay.
So that's why if I was to run February, and I have a set, I can leave, probably can leave that with you, you'll see it's in line and what exactly was adjusted. So when we first uploaded the budget, our intentions were to be in line with what the county was using for their purposes. And it was cash, more for cash, modified cash. We didn't include depreciation and bad debt.
Mm-hmm.
Versus now, since our financial report for the nursing home is accrued basis, we adjusted to make it easy to compare.
Depreciation and bad debt.
Because we recognize that expense as we move along every month.
Yeah. Okay. And it was really your conclusion, I just wasn't sitting here. Maybe you were looking, you might be looking at different numbers.
We
are a little bit.
We've put them all in the summary.
Okay.
I'll see
you
then.
We'll give you a copy of them.
Okay. And when you've got operating expenses in here for like salaries and benefits are in here, like the nursing services, are the benefits, benefit for paying for IMRF, would that be included in your expenses?
Yes.
It would, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Everything.
That's what I thought.
It's true accrued basis.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, if there's no more questions about the financial report, we do have some more information that can come.
Yep. Joyce, do you want to make?
Yeah, we've had a huge change in some of the administrative positions. And as we looked at this and really studied it carefully, you know, why, I think every person that has left, they've had a different reason to leave. And most of their reasons have been very legitimate, although I'm sure that everybody's a little antsy when they read and not knowing what the future is. But we have a new dietary manager that's been here now for 2 weeks. Carolyn, who's been just assisting. Carolyn resigned probably before Kim left, but she stayed on at a part-time basis to sort of oversee. And Friday, I think, will be her last day. The new dietary manager's on board, doing well.
And what's her name?
Gina, help me remember the name.
Her name is Donna Goad.
Thank you.
G-O-A-D.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you introduce Gina?
Did I introduce Gina? I don't think we did.
Yeah, we did. Oh, sorry.
Our housekeeping supervisor left, and one of the gals in-house that was an assistant stepped up to the position, is doing well. Our community outreach person for marketing left. I think her last day was probably about a week and a half ago. And we've interviewed a gal, and we made a job offer to her today. She'll actually be starting with us on Thursday. If I could put a scale of 1 to 10, I would say this gal's a 10 plus. I'm just really, really, really pleased. I think she'll really be a go-getter. Her name is
And the housekeeping supervisor?
Denise.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And as everyone knows, that Katie has left and Lauren is taking her spot. But Katie has agreed to be available to us by phone, so we have questions and what have you. Tori, our dementia coordinator, I think her last day is, one day next week, isn't it?
Friday.
Is it Friday? Yeah, and that one's gonna be a little bit of a difficult position to fill probably. So, but we're putting together a plan to cover that while we start interviewing for that. We've restructured social service to make social service more effective in how they're doing things. And Gina has really been great with leading these gals to assist to make sure that we don't lose any referrals since we don't have that marketing position filled until Thursday. But they're watching very carefully as most of our referrals come in via the computer. They're online. So we're watching that very carefully. We've also hired someone probably about, I think it's a month ago, that the assistant for Brenda has been on board.
Sarah.
And Sarah seems to be filling in, doing really well. So those are some of the administrative changes that we've made.
Assistant for Brenda, is that in the business office?
Mm-hmm. Administrative office.
Yeah. And so that's, I think, or you might want to address that. I think it's given Brenda more opportunity to get things.
I think it helps the overall performance of business office tremendously. Sarah's doing very well. She's a fast learner. She does very well. And it allows Brenda to focus more of AR matters.
So she's able to
And we had, our hope was to share that person between HR and the business office, and we eventually may be able to do that. But for right now, since we have a new person in there, we have Bob is someone that Deb introduced us to, who's done some work for the county in HR. He's sort of helping out because the HR piece is a big piece, knowing all the specificities of the union contract and all the benefits. But this gal did set in with Katie last Monday to do a payroll, so we'll have to be
But the good thing
patient.
Is Katie is staying on to help. Yeah.
Katie is available by phone.
Which is great.
Email. Katie's just...
Yeah, we're sorry to say that.
I think we've had one complaint survey and with no citations. So everything seems to be moving okay. I know that we're sort of preparing for vacation time. We all love the summer, but summer is always very difficult for the nursing facility because obviously everyone wants to take their vacation in the summer when their kids are out of school, and that really, really does tax staffing. So we're sort of looking into that, trying to get as many PRNs as we can, and being able to try to work around that. Other than that, I think that sort of gives an operational overview of how things are going.
Very good, thank you for that. Any questions? Management? Not hearing any. Next item is Chair's report. I do have a question, and Tammy, perhaps you could pose this over to Deb,
mm-hmm.
run it by Pius, reference to quarterly reports. Our bylaws require that we generate a quarterly report to the board. However, the chair of the board has been briefing the board on the status of the nursing home for the last couple of months or so, and providing them with finances that come out of your records. So
okay.
I'm not exactly sure what this board would write about.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps I could write what he already told everybody. That's a serious question because, I mean, I did draft something somewhat generic last time.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that.
Yeah.
I would think from this board, as we talked about from your last one, we could be doing something in terms of accomplishments and then
yes.
Obstacles or challenges ahead so that there's some summary. Hopefully we...
Yeah, I don't
the other day.
Changed since the last one though, so I guess the question is.
A little though, I think.
I mean, I.
I mean, there's some, I think there are some things that have been accomplished since the last time, and I'm sure there are some new challenges too, if nothing else, the challenges are same.
Let me ask this, hold off on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to send me, cause last time we, remember the last report ended December 31st.
Right.
And after that, we had held an event here.
Right.
The art walk.
Right.
So that has not been reported, but, anything else you might think of?
Okay.
Well, all the great things that we're doing, Kathy's been working with us, the community outreach, we've had a couple of meetings with OSF.
Right.
Yeah.
We've had our meetings with the docs from Carl, we're just doing with the respiratory program.
Right, I attended that one with Carl, and I don't think that was a report, maybe it was, I don't remember.
I don't think it was either. And I was.
It's just a matter of time.
Right.
Do you wanna talk about what happened today?
Well, yes, well, as well, but, yes, I'm having trouble with my name, so it's yesterday, right?
Oh, that was.
I was gonna put in a quick business, but, OSF honestly came to visit a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, they were so impressed that they asked to bring their boss back, so they brought back the president for the system, who's responsible for post-acute care, and I have to give Gina and her team credit that they showed off the facility well enough that the OSF people said, what can we do to help you, essentially. So they were back today, and what was really interesting was the president for OSF, just for the post-acute services, was very positive. Talked about the services that are provided here that can get to some other places. They talked about what a lovely facility it was. And again, the whole reason they brought their boss back was because they were so impressed with the facility that they said, this is unlike most of the nursing homes we're looking at. And OSF has a strategy of developing relationships with specific nursing homes all along the lines of what we've talked about before. They like Carl say, we don't want to be in the business of owning nursing homes, but we want to have partners. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So they're very interested in partnering, and they do some kind of neat things, like they put in technology so that the nursing staff can talk to their providers and, you know, all around keeping people out of the hospital, keeping people healthy, getting a hold of problems before they become worse. So he actually talked about how he could be involved in the community in looking for solutions for the Champaign County. And honestly, what he pointed to as an example is their work in McLean County. And McLean County board chair asked them to set up a what they called a blue ribbon committee, and they took 90 days and put together an action plan for the McLean County nursing home. And determined from that group that it was a viable nursing home, but here were the things that they needed to do with it. And financially, McLean County's in a different spot than Champaign County is, but the McLean County nursing home financially was a very similar spot to where we were a year ago before we've had some of the improvements. So it was encouraging that just provided another option, and actually I've asked he asked if he could have a meeting with them to talk about some of what's going on and what they might do here. So I have to give a lot of credit to Gina and her team, because they're the ones who presented in a way that made OSF say we want you to be our partner.
And
something like that I would want to make sure that that happened in really the second quarter.
I can't report on that now.
That'll
be the next report.
Right.
So if I can get something on what
it said, some things too.
Some of the things in this case it would have been Carl who came up. The quarter we're talking of is January 1 through March 31st.
Yeah, we had a couple meetings with Carl during that quarter.
Right. And the outcome is nothing at this point, but it is. We did have the meeting. And we can talk about the OFS one.
Yeah, we did then have a follow-up meeting, and then we had a task force on respiratory care, and something did come out of that.
What came out of that?
The respiratory care company brought in the equipment and trained the staff.
So that'll make of course. So that'll be perfect.
And Mary, I bet you may be aware of some.
We can talk about the art fair and
yeah.
game.
Yeah. interested in attending some of the events this week.
Okay. Gina, you wanna address that?
I was gonna say on Friday would be a great day. We're gonna have an appreciation day. We're having a barbecue all day long. So just to give everybody enough notice that Friday is a great day. And yes, we would love to invite them to come and see what's going on here.
We had our Mother's Day.
Yeah, and
so it was weekend.
Yep, we had a fantastic Mother's Day brunch. We made probably 300 phone calls 2 days before because everybody comes at the last minute. So that really was great. We had a brunch which included waffles and fried chicken at the same time. And I have lots of pictures of happy families that I can forward on to anybody that would like to see them. And I'm hearing lots and lots of good, positive, solid feedback. And everybody's very happy with some of the changes that are being made. And I think, as evidenced by the turnout, that shows that there was lots of people here and lots of families and kids. And we were doing tours, and it was very positive overall. So, and then after that, I got over to the library and spoke over there. And overall, we just want to keep the momentum going. And so it's nice having nursing home week this week because it's, you know, more. And today with OSF was extremely positive. These are very high up people that matter, and they really want to liaison with us. And we just did not previously liaison as how we should have, and we have a chance right now to do it. So we want to keep that going.
And to just a little bit in defense of Champaign County, OSF or Presence really did not liaison the same either. They weren't
correct
in a position to do that. OSF has clearly identified it as their strategy.
Yes.
So they're very aggressive about picking a partner, and they made it clear today that if they were going to pick a partner in this community, it would be us. So they looked at the other nursing homes and who they want to work with. So that, to be fair to Champaign County, wasn't
right
really our fault, I don't think, before. I think that hospital wasn't in a position, and they knew they were about to be sold.
Okay, here's my dilemma. I have to have that written for the next board meeting, and that means I should have that by Thursday. This week. So I can get it to the board or administrative staff to send it out to the board, ideally with their package. If not, then we'll make it an addendum. But
so if you could send you some stuff by Wednesday so that you'd have a chance to.
Yeah. Because
Gina,
we report the good things we're doing.
Right, and also here's the problems. I mean, I don't want to make it sugarcoated. One thing we should say, here's where we've had some success and accomplishments, and here are the challenges ahead that we want to be tackling.
Right. Okay. Any other? I don't have any other business. Does anybody else? And our next meeting will be Monday, June 11th.